Pizza!
Pizza! Pizza, pizza, pizza. Everybody loves pizza, and we're now featuring the famous original Tolona pizza. Only the finest and purest ingredients go into the original Tolona pizza, made fresh to your order. And into the oven it goes. Presto, a luscious, hot, crispy pizza. We're now featuring Tolona pizza at the refreshment stand. What do you have? Cheese, sausage, or pepperoni? Take it away!
Let's go back to pizza.
Start from the crust.
All right.
Work your way to the top.
Here's what you want to do first. You want to go to my site at elizabethdougherty.com, and you want to look up how to make pizza dough. I mean, you can buy those, you know, little pre-made crusts, or you can buy the pre-made dough even, but it literally takes about 60 seconds to do this in the food processor. You need a package of yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in the processor, and about a teaspoon of sugar, because the yeast, it makes the yeast very happy.
Okay.
When you put sugar in there.
It feeds it.
Yeah, it gives it something to eat. Then 1 cup of lukewarm water, not too hot. If you get over 110 degrees, you're going to kill your yeast and then you have tortillas.
Okay.
So lukewarm water, and then let that sort of sit there, you know, buzz it for a second and let it kind of do its thing.
Right.
It should get all bubbly and happy and everything. Then put in 3 cups of flour. You really should use bread flour, because it'll be much crispier than your all-purpose. And pulse it, and you'll have a nice pizza dough. And just put it in a bowl and cover it and let it sit there for about an hour. And it'll rise and develop a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just roll it out and you put on your toppings and...
Now, we've talked... Hang on. Slow down a second here. Okay, hang on a second here. Okay, you've got to get that dough to relax when you roll it out. We've talked about this on the show before.
Your dough is going to be stiff. It takes a few moments for it to relax. Mm-hmm. It's all tensed up. So you've got to roll it out and wait for that moment. You'll see it, because it'll keep retracting as you roll it.
Mm-hmm.
That moment when it relaxes and it's happy again, that's when you're ready.
Okay, so when it lays out flat and it doesn't go back into a ball, that's when you know it's relaxed enough and it's ready to go.
Right. It needs to relax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you want to buy it a glass of wine or what you want to do.
Put on some Barry Manilow or Neil Diamond
music.
Yeah,
play a little music. That could help.
Uh-huh.
But once it relaxes, then you put on the toppings. But I put my toppings on backwards.
You have a very unique style of dressing a pizza. You don't start with the sauce.
I cross-dress my pizza.
Oh, no.
Here's what I do.
Oh, no. You didn't just say that, did you? I can't look at you at a straight with a straight face now. All right.
All right. Olive oil first. Brush it with olive oil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then you put the sauce, you kind of drizzle the sauce on top of the cheese. Because if you do it the other way, the way most people do it, you're not going to get a crisp crust.
Because the sauce will prevent the crust from getting crispy.
You put the cornmeal on the pizza peel. You put the pizza on the peel. You slide it onto the stone.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a wrist action
right.
thing. And I put my oven on the very highest setting, which is 550. And it's done, you know, 3 to 4 to 5 minutes, it's done.
Now, as far as toppings go, you're a minimalist when it comes to toppings on a pizza.
I'm sort of a purist. A lot of it has to do with my son not wanting to eat, you know, a lot of outlandish toppings. But
okay.
some of my favorite toppings are mushrooms, olives, caramelized onions. I even like to make a goat cheese pizza.
That sounds good.
Every once in a while, I'll make a pizza that's sort of a cross between a calzone and a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Because you make this dough and it's a little bit richer dough. If you look at my heirloom pizza on the website, that pizza has a custard in it. It's made with a custard and goat cheese.
Oh, my.
It's really rich. And the crust is almost like a shortbread.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy good.
That's nice.